the positive takeaway is that we showed that we can compete with, you know, a top level team. But at the end of the day, like I said earlier, it's really about winning. And in our hunger kind of remains the same. We have a lot of guys in here super competitive. They want to win at everything that they do, whether it's in the meeting room, on the practice field, and obviously on game day. So I don't think that changes because of the outcome of a game or we showed that we were close or whatnot. You know, the motivation will probably stay the same for us.
Patriots special teams captain Matthew Slater. Welcome back to Patriots Preview, driven by your New England Honda dealers. Bob Soucy joins us from Gillette Stadium, and he is brought to you by New England Dairy. New England Dairy and Fuel up to play 60. Congratulate state ambassadors Isabel from Mass and Brianna from Vermont. Fuel up to play 60 works with students and local dairy farmers to fuel their communities. Each of their hometowns will receive 100 gallons of milk. Soucy, that's a lot of milk right there, my friend.
Oh, we go through it. I could use 100 gallons of milk in our house after doing the grocery shopping yesterday.
Yeah, you got to stock up these days. Fewer trips to the store. Bob, we've got a game today in week three that should be an important game, but Chris and I haven't been really feeling the excitement today. So get us excited. Set the scene. Tell us how things are at the stadium, despite there being no fans.
Yeah, an overcast day, as you know. The Raiders come in. This is their second of five games on the East Coast. They fared well, ultimately, in a game that featured seven lead changes 2 weeks ago versus Carolina. 10 a.m. start by their standards, of course, coming from Vegas. And they're 2-0, bidding for their first 3-0 starts in 2002. And I think they're moving in the right direction. Offensively, when at full strength, this is a team that's going to be very difficult to defend. Patriots catch a break, of course, with the injuries on the offensive line for the Raiders, with both Brown and Young down at tackle. Incognito is now on injured reserve for at least the next 3 weeks. And Henry Ruggs, the speedster, a guy with 4.27 speed, a wide receiver, is down for this game. But they have Josh Jacobs, who is a dynamic running back. He's had 59 touches thus far this year. Derek Carr's playing very well. Under John Gruden, he's taken to this offense very efficient, doesn't turn the ball over. They're very good on third down. Let's face it, the Patriots were very poor last week against Seattle on first and second down. They forced the Seahawks into only seven third down tries, and the Patriots play in this game without David Andrews, who's been really a key on their offensive line, as we've discovered when he's out there, but also when he hasn't been out there, which was the case last year.
Bob, you mentioned David Andrews there. How do you see the Patriots reshuffling the offensive line? I know Bill has often had a philosophy over the years that if you move somebody from one spot to another spot to fill a vacancy, sometimes you're actually just creating two vacancies. You're better off with just a one-for-one replacement.
Yeah, Chris, and they have faith in James Ferentz, who was just elevated off the practice squad. He started two games last year at right guard versus Cleveland, but he played center the entire way versus Kansas City. And so I think with Ferentz's promotion, having been re-signed by the organization, he's been around the NFL for a long while, first with Denver and, of course, then several stints with the Patriots. He's the most logical guy at that position, I think, going into this game. Yelda Froholt certainly made strides during training camp, but he still had a long way to go after his injury-plagued rookie year in the NFL. And we saw last year in the preseason when he was out on the field. The technique is a problem, a challenge for him as a young guy. Didn't play a lot of football growing up. He has improved, but I think Ferentz is the guy that they have faith in today, given the circumstances. And it's a Raiders defense, too, that's very young. They've completely made over this defense. It's entirely different than what we saw the last time these teams met in Mexico City. So I think the Patriots have to feel confident they're going to move the ball on the Raiders today.
Bob, to go back to the end of last week's game, everybody's had a take this week on the final play, running the football with Cam Newton. What did you make of it?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. They wanted the ball in the hands of the best guy, their best option there. It's a play that I think, were it blocked properly, it would have been successful. And, you know, Cam Newton goes to the line. He's got Johnson behind him. He can shift it to the right if he doesn't like the math. It looked like the Seahawks kind of played it straight up. He ran it to the left where they should have had five guys blocking four. The right defensive end, Kyer, makes a great play. Owenu doesn't block him. And Jakob Johnson gets taken out on the play by the safety, Lano Hill. And Kyer said that was really the key to it for Seattle defensively. And with him undercutting Johnson, taking out Newton's legs, you know, the play really never got started. So I think that you look back on it, and obviously the result didn't turn out well for the Patriots, but given the circumstances, I didn't really have a problem with it. They had shown the the deception with the pop pass to Johnson. I think Newton, again, is the guy they wanted the ball in his hands, and they were going to guarantee that he was the guy running it, rather than if you run a double or triple option where the defense dictates what you do and who ultimately carries the ball.
Bob, what do you think we can expect today from N'Keal Harry? He's active, but obviously nursing an ankle injury.
Yeah, Chris, that's concerning, of course. You know, especially with an ankle, even though it's not enough to keep him out of the game, as we all know, it's the kind of injury that can persist. So I think the concern is not only for today, but moving forward. He has certainly made strides. I still think he has a long way to go, and I think he still believes he has a long way to go, as he talked about this week. It's been a huge boost for him, having health, being on the field. He played 61 snaps last week and obviously very involved in that final drive. Three catches for 42 yards. His quarterback, as we all know, has been very supportive of him. He's responded well. But again, you know, you look at an ankle injury, particularly for a receiver like N'Keal Harry, who doesn't have a lot of speed and the ability, explosiveness to begin with. You know, I think it's something that is concerning, not only for this game, but really projecting forward.
All right, Bob, enjoy the game today, and go Pats.
Hey, guys, it's, you know, no fans here, and I know, you know, it may seem lackluster after last Sunday's game, but I think this is going to be a very entertaining game. I think both defenses could have difficulty stopping the opposing offense. I'm looking forward to it. It's John Gruden. John Gruden is coming back here for the first time since he coached in the Snow Bowl and then was traded by the Raiders to Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
of course,
yeah.
he's still carrying the ill will toward Walt Coleman and the Tuck Rule into Foxborough.
Walt Coleman got it right. Walt Coleman
did
his job that night.
Rule 3, Section 22, Article 2.
Gruden's an idiot. He's holding that against Walt Coleman. He did it right. It was a bad rule, but it was properly called by Walt Coleman. Bob, appreciate the time. I'm feeling a little more excited to now. John Gruden, a pissed off Gruden, and lots of points today. All right.
All right, guys. Enjoy.
Thanks, Bob. That is Bob Soucy joining us from inside the booth at Gillette Stadium. If you've missed any of the show to this point, we'll have the reset. It's coming up next on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.